There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Hey.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in, hour number two, the final hour of 2014. On a Wednesday, on New Year's Eve, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm going to be calling these guys because I want to find out about holsters for women. But this portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I use. This is the only kind of holster I run. And I do it for a variety of reasons, primarily just because they're so modular. I can do anything with a G-code holster. I can configure it in so many different ways. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In August of this year, in addition to what happened with Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, there was the case of Ezell Ford in Los Angeles. And in an attempt to stir the pot some more, CNN dug up this story, and they've resurrected it here in December. Because the autopsy of Ezell Ford has become public, and, you know, this was another unarmed black man that was killed by the police. Gunned down by the police, you see. Because they're trying to help push this racist narrative. So CNN joins the Cloward and Piven cabal out there trying to undermine some of the underpinnings of the nation. And yes, I know the Constitution does not provide for police, but they're here, and they are part of our community. Now, the race hustler pushing this at CNN, her name is Holly Yan, and she's doing her best to characterize the death of Ezell Ford as a guy gunned down because he's black. Now, Ezell Ford, at the beginning of this incident, was unarmed, but he snatched a gun from a cop. And here's what this is what the cops say happened, and this is what the autopsy bears out. He was going for the cop's gun. And he was shot three times. And he had a wound to the back, and that was surrounded by a muzzle imprint. And one of the cops said, "I stuck my gun to him and pulled the trigger when he got a hold of the cop's gun." I guess the other cop. The LAPD put an administrative hold on his autopsy results because they were waiting for witnesses to come forward before the release. What is known and what the evidence points to is that there was a struggle. One of the officers got into a violent struggle. Ford ended up on top of the officer with Ford in control of the officer's pistol. At that point, he ceased being an unarmed black man. I got to tell you, he ceased being one of them. And that makes that muzzle-imprinted wound on his back a little less nefarious. Because that was another cop trying to save his partner. And I would have to say he barely did it. Yan's attempt to insinuate racial bias is getting in the way of telling the story made clear by the facts, as four use of force experts interviewed by the LA Times makes perfectly clear. The reality that she's attempting to avoid describing is this. He knocked down a LAPD officer and was in the process of taking control of the officer's weapon in order to murder him with that weapon. The officer continued fighting Ford to control the muzzle with one hand while yelling for assistance from his partner and drawing his backup gun with his other hand. The officer, who was not struggling with Ford, drew his weapon and fired two shots into the armed suspect, who was attempting to kill the officer on the ground. One of those shots was not life-threatening. The other would prove to be a fatal wound. At the same time, the officer fighting for his life with the armed Ford on the ground was able to get his backup gun and place it against Ford's back, also firing a shot that would also prove to be fatal. Ezell Ford had taken control of the officer's primary weapon, and he was actively attempting to murder that officer with his own weapon when he was shot. None of the three shots fired by the LAPD was morally ambiguous in the slightest, and the claim that he was unarmed at the time of the shooting is an abject lie. No other way around it. He was shot because he tried to murder a cop with his own gun. Now, this fabrication that continues on with CNN and with the mayor's people, you know, Mayor de Blasio's people were calling politicians in the state of New York Democrats to get them to denounce the Fraternal Order of Police that blames de Blasio for the execution of those two cops in New York. And some of those guys went public. And now de Blasio's office is lying about it. So all of these people out there that are pushing this narrative, they've started something here. As an example, another Raleigh-Durham police officer at home in his house had to dive for cover when an unknown assailant fired a shot that shattered his dining room window. He was at an apartment complex. Somebody knew he lived there. Somebody followed him there. The officer looked out a window and saw a man running into the woods behind his apartment. There is no detailed description of this guy. The Durham Police Department has taken the line that they don't know if this particular officer was targeted. Unofficially, they feel that the suspect knew exactly what apartment this officer lived in and that this was an attempt to terrorize the officer. Durham, Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. What is going on up there? We've had one execution attempt and a pot shot taken now in Raleigh-Durham. And this is the first one that has happened in somebody's home. Fresh off news that police deaths on duty at the hands of criminals went up 56% in 2014. Thanks, Obama. Thank you, Eric Holder. Thank you, CNN. Thanks, Al Sharpton. You guys have started something I don't think you understand when you put it in place. That's the thing about liberals. When they start something like this that is actually violent, they advocate for violence. They call for violence all the time. But when it actually begins to happen, they don't know exactly how to control that. And this is obviously getting out of hand. But this is why I will stand with the cops. This is why law enforcement has me on their side. This is why the next time I see an officer, I know a few of them in my locale. Next time I see one of them I know, I'm going to give him my card with my phone number and let him know if the balloon goes up, he needs to call me. Because I don't know if I'll bring any friends with me. I don't know if anybody will go with me, but I'll go. No problem. Another unarmed black man. We'll be right back. with the 10 most talked about defensive gun uses of 2014 on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday on New Year's Eve, the last time I'll be talking to you in 2014. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-3311. 6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. They've got some more new stuff coming out, and in the coming year, I'm going to be going up there. I'm going to be filming with them. I'm going to be shooting with them. I'm going to try everything, and I'm going to show you everything they've got. Instead of describing it, I'm going to film it, though. But it'll be available on the website. Maybe I can even talk GCN into putting it on their website. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, what I have for you is these are people to look at, because they fought back and they persevered. But for you now, I have, according to Guns.com anyway, which I know the people at Guns.com and respect them all. According to Guns.com, what I bring you now are the top 10 defensive gun uses of 2014. I so rarely get to use my effects. Number one. Well, let's go 10 down, why don't we? Let's do the countdown. Number 10. Man who beheaded woman at Oklahoma food plant stopped by armed CEO. We all saw this. This is a part, you know, there was some Islamic tones to it. Former employee came in, decided to show his being upset with the company for firing him by first beheading one woman and then attempting to behead another. When the CEO of the company showed up and shot him down, stopping him in his tracks and stopping the killing. Number 9, intruder fatally shot during break-in, homeowner charged for firearm violation. Now, this one was noteworthy, not because of what he did. The guy was perfectly right, within his rights. This was a home invasion. He stopped the home invasion. The only problem with this is that the homeowner in this case was a prohibited person and should not have had a gun in the first place. So he got to deal, he dealt with one bad thing and had to deal with something because of that. Number 8, Florida man uses AK-47 to defend himself against 3 armed assailants. I like this one. I remember this one simply because it was one of the weapons of war that Obama talks about all the time. The setup is that 3 suspects broke into a home, and they beat him. They beat the homeowner severely. The homeowner, somehow or other, despite the severe beating he took, recovered his AK-47, shot and killed one. And the remaining suspects were running so fast away from his house, they traveled back in time. Number 7, Chicago reports state's first defensive gun use by concealed carry permit holder. this was Chicago's first known case of defensive gun use by a legal concealed permit carrier. And it came in April. No shots were fired, but the victim was able to scare away 2 men who approached him outside of his home in what was believed to be an attempted robbery. Number 6, man who fired warning shot says gang threatened to rape wife. When a West Virginia couple was walking home after church one evening in September, they found themselves surrounded by a group of 9 suspects who threatened to cut the man and rape his girlfriend. The woman drew a pistol from her purse, hoping the sight of the gun would be enough to scare them away, but it wasn't. Her boyfriend took the gun from her and fired a warning shot, which eventually dispersed the gang. Something a little wrong with that picture there. But they were successful. Boyfriend took the gun from the armed woman. Number 5, intruder fatally shot after assaulting 2 women, killing the family dog. That's not a joke. If somebody comes into my house, I love my dogs. Love them. This happened in my home state. Rural South Carolina home invasion turned violent when the 2 suspects began to assault 2 females and an 11-year-old boy. Unbeknownst to the suspects, there was another person in the house asleep in the back bedroom when he heard the commotion, and he armed himself with a rifle. An exchange of gunfire ensued between the man and the suspects, who shot and killed the family's dog as they fled. When authorities arrived, they found 1 suspect dead, and the other one was later arrested. This one, I remember talking about this one. Number 4, armed Detroit nurse saves man being beaten by angry mob. If you don't remember this, Steve Utash was driving a truck, and he accidentally struck a 10-year-old boy with his truck, and he got out of the vehicle to help this child that he just accidentally stricken with his weapon, or not his weapon, his vehicle, and then an angry mob beat him so severely he ended up in a coma. Deborah Hughes, a registered nurse, witnessed the attack from her apartment across the street. She grabbed her handgun and went to intervene. She commanded the mob to back off and not to lay another hand on Utash before she quickly went to work administering first aid until an ambulance arrived. Number three. Burglary victims hold suspects at gunpoint after passing them on the road with a truck full of loot. This happened in Warrior, Alabama. A couple that recognized these people, they had been burglarized. They had videotape footage of them from their home surveillance system. Recognized these guys passing them on the road and circled back and held them at gunpoint until the cops arrived to take them into custody. Number two, store clerk kills would-be robber in Houston convenience store. I saw the video of this one. This is up on YouTube. A man armed with a shotgun attempted to rob a family store in Houston in September. The store owner passed his 20-year-old son a 9mm pistol. The suspect was initially shot in the leg, but in the video, you can see him bouncing around trying to get behind cover and get his weapon back up. The son fired again, this time striking him in the chest several times. The perpetrator tried to shoot until he was dead. That kid had no choice but to go that route. And the suspect later died of his injuries. There are three classes of people that I consider very dangerous. The number one class of individual that I consider to be very dangerous is a well-trained female protecting her children. I don't want to face one. The third most dangerous, and it is not gender-specific, is older people. You break into an older person's home, God have mercy on you. I mean, most of these guys don't train. Most of these older folks don't train. They don't go to the range. They're not going to be a Costa or Jaeger student. They are, you know, but at the same time, they're not going to take too much junk. The second most dangerous is a father. Father of five, an armed suspect broke into the Nashville home looking for cash and valuables, found a father armed with a .45. The perpetrator, shot several times by the homeowner, tried to run off, but he collapsed in the yard and was later pronounced dead. Don't go in on a parent. That's a bad move. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
People need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday on New Year's Eve. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Practical, tactical, and they cost the same as anything else you'll find at any of the big box stores, but they are better. They are modular. More modular. Go check them out. We're coming through the Christmas, New Year's season, and this is a time when most good people have charity in their heart. I'm more interested in giving than I am in getting. As a matter of fact, when people ask, what do you want? Nothing. Don't give me anything. I'm covered. I look at this young generation of veterans out there, and these guys are worthy of charity. Being in the Army, being in the military, you don't do that to make a lot of money. You really don't. Most people that, join the military feel a call, and they answer it. They stand tall. And wearing the uniform is the unspoken message to the other 99% of the populace that has never worn the uniform is that sleep good tonight, sleep safe, because don't worry, I got it. Naturally, I'm not the only one that feels this way. Now, I'm a veteran, and one of the reasons I care about the young veterans is I'm an older veteran, and I'm an older veteran that didn't go through what they went through. I had a few sphincter tightening moments, but nothing like they lived with. So, when I hear about veterans' causes, and I see the results of what they do, I feel pretty good about that. So right now what I'm about to say, and it shouldn't be controversial because I have said it before, but for everybody listening to me, here's one word of advice to you. If you really care, if you want to give to a veterans organization, take my word of advice, if I may. Like a lot of organizations out there, there are a lot of charitable organizations that start and they just happen to be in the right place at the right time, and they gain some footing and they gain some ground. And in the beginning, they're doing the right thing. They're doing exactly what they say they're going to do. But then over time, the success, the rapid success, does something to some of these folks. And before long, if you look at the money being given to the charity, the majority of it is not going to the person they say they're supporting. It's going to salaries. Some of them quite extravagant. It's going to big glitzy parties that they have for each other. None of the veterans get invited to those. And now we come to the Wounded Warrior Project. Some of the veterans that have been involved with the Wounded Warrior Project feel like they've been put in a dog and pony show. I started being against the Wounded Warrior Project when Tom Gresham at Gun Talk, which is a syndicated radio show, the oldest one of its type, which is the space I occupy, invited them on his show. And the Wounded Warrior Project came out with their statement that made it seem like they were against the Second Amendment. Via their director of public relations, Leslie Colvin, the Wounded Warrior Project staked their position with regards to the Second Amendment, refusing to go on Tom Gresham's Gun Talk show. While we appreciate the interest in having a WWP representative on your show on Veterans Day, we are not able to participate in interviews or activities with media / organizations that are related to firearms. So they were basically saying if you had anything to do with firearms, the Wounded Warrior Project didn't want anything to do with you. I'm sure a great many Second Amendment organizations and people have given money to the Wounded Warrior Project. They didn't turn that away. And I'm telling you now that you should take your money elsewhere. Tony Oliva over at Bullets First, who used to be with Gun Owners of America, he's saying the Wounded Warrior Project is a legal scam, in which the vast chunk of donations made to them go to executive salaries and lavish parties, and the veterans they claim to help, by and large, are given trivial trinkets and used as fodder for photo ops. In an interview with the Daily Beast, of all places, a double amputee veteran of the Iraq War spoke very candidly. They're more worried about putting their label on everything than getting down to brass tacks. It's really frustrating. And, you know, how many Wounded Warrior Project ball caps do you see at Walmart and Academy Sports and Wounded Warrior t-shirts and everything else? This veteran said everything they do is a dog and pony show. I haven't talked to one of my fellow veterans that were injured actually getting any help from the Wounded Warrior Project. I'm not just talking about financial assistance. I'm talking about any help, period. Another soldier, Sam, an active duty soldier with Special Forces, gave voice to what he sees as a problem. Sort of the same thing I said. In the beginning, with Wounded Warrior, started out as a small organization, and it has evolved into a beast. It's become so large and such a massive moneymaker, the organization cares about nothing more than raising money and keeping up an appearance for the public with superficial displays like Wounded Warrior parking spots at the Walmart. Another veterans advocate stated they're laser-focused on making money to help vets, but forgetting to help vets. It's becoming one of the best-known charities in America, and they're not spending their money very well. One veteran put it this way, and it pretty much sums it up. It's more about the Wounded Warrior Project and less about the Wounded Warrior. Ken Davis is a veteran from Arizona, and he says that he is considered an alumni of the Wounded Warrior Project, even though he doesn't want to be associated with them. And they used him to bolster their numbers fraudulently. from WWP says, I receive more marketing stuff from them and see more of that than the money they're putting into the community here in Arizona. It's just about numbers and money to them. Never once did I get the feeling that it's about veterans. He could have used a ride to the VA facility for health care, he said, but rather than receive practical assistance, he got a branded fleece beanie. They're marketing, they're spending money, but on what? 48 to 58 cents of every dollar going to Wounded Warrior Project. Only 48 of 58 cents of every dollar, excuse me, actually makes its way to Wounded Warrior veterans. And so that means the rest of it is going to the organization. The CEO of Wounded Warrior Project, Steve Nardizzi, makes $375,000 a year. Now, you know, I would expect that from the federal government. I wouldn't expect that from a veterans group. This, of course, is the VA. If you are looking for a charity to give to for veterans, the best suggestion I can give you is Fisher House. Fisher House, on paper, shows 95% of the donations going directly to help veterans. They receive top marks from charity watch organizations, and they are 25 times more efficient when it comes to fundraising than the Wounded Warrior Project. They keep enough money to keep the lights on, and the rest of the money goes to their intended charitable target, which is the way it should be. I'll put this article up on this one I'll save. We'll be right back. We're going to go out with a rant. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live on New Year's Eve from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Practical, tactical, very affordable, extremely effective. Check them out. 2014 was bittersweet, but it was also somewhat of an eye-opener. Gallup and CNN and the Pew Research Center all did polls, and for the first time in a long time, the majority of America believes owning a gun enhances their personal safety. Gun controls groups spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to convince the populace that that was not the case. All of the gun rights organizations, including the NRA, combined spent one-seventh of the amount of money that the gun control groups spent. And in the coming year, thanks to their bamboozling of Washington State, they're going to spend more. Here comes Soros. Here comes Hanauer. Here comes Bloomberg. Here comes Gabrielle Giffords. She'll do it with donated money. For the first time, 63% to 30%, okay, that's what it boils down to. 63% of America believes more guns equals less crime. In 2000, it was the other way around. 51% thought having a gun was more dangerous. In 2013, 60% of gun owners listed personal safety / protection as the reason for owning a gun. Academic research, honest academic research, aligns with current public opinion. If you have a gun in the home, that gun is far more likely to prevent murder than to be used in an accidental shooting or to kill a loved one. Accidental deaths like the tragedy in Idaho gets a lot of press, and most of the time they make it with children. In 2012, there were 58 accidental gun deaths involving children. Of those, and this is involving children under the age of 15, 20 times as many children died due to accidental suffocation. And in most of the accidental deaths, an adult accidentally shoots a child, not a child shooting themselves or other children. And many of these adults have criminal records and drug and or alcohol problems. In the 14 years between 2000 and 2014, concealed carry permits have increased 600%. Background checks have increased from 8.5 to 21 million per year. Support for gun ownership has grown, particularly sharply among blacks and women, a liberal target demographic for the most part. Welcome to my tent, Black America. Welcome to my tent, ladies. Support has risen from 11% to 25%. Black America benefits from it the most because they are the ones that are murdered the most. Women and the elderly especially benefit from that disparity of force facing a male assailant. Gary Kleck, Larry Southwick, John Lott, Robert Gaius, they have all, and the CDC, have all shown that having a gun is by far the safest option if you're confronted by a criminal. Police are behind you. Yes, they are. The police know they almost always arrive on the crime scene after the crime has occurred. That's why they bring the chalk. Police One did the survey. 450,000 active and retired police officers are members of Police One. That's half of all law enforcement officers, state, federal, and local. 76% of their members believe legally armed citizens are either extremely or very important to stopping crime. Over 91% of members support concealed carry firearms by civilians who have not been convicted of a felony and or not been deemed medically incapable. Even Mark Glaze, who was the executive director of Everytown for Gun Safety, conceded to the Wall Street Journal, "Is it a messaging problem when a mass shooting happens and nothing that we have to offer would have stopped that mass shooting?" Sure, it's a challenge. Even worse for them, the gun-free zone has gotten a lot of publicity for what it is. They understand that gun-free zones tend to encourage would-bes as a target-rich environment. Now, for cities like Washington and L.A. and New York and Baltimore and all of the state of New Jersey, which are gun-free zones, hopefully one day the demographics that live in these cities, that elect these people over and over and over again, will wake up, because in those cities you find a lot of Black America. In those cities you find a lot of women. And hopefully they will wake up and also join us in the tent. The gun grabbers are going to continue to attack us. They're going to continue to demonize us, vilify us. As we go out right now, everybody's trying to blame the object for all of these police shootings, the gun. I can't remember if it was Marx or Stalin, but they had it right, because what really the precipitor to all violence is an idea. And one of them stated, "We wouldn't allow our opponents to have guns. Why should we allow them to have ideas?" Now, these killings that we've seen recently as we've closed the year, these attacks on the only ones, they were precipitated by an idea. Now, thankfully, a lot of that targeted demographic, once again, Black America, a lot of them understand the race hustlers for who they are. It has to be quite an eye-opening experience for a Black person, a Black American, man or male or female, to go to a range, maybe be the only Black person there, and to have a bunch of the white devils walk up and say, "Hey, you got a gun? Do you need any help with that? Here, come over here and let me see how good you can shoot. Here, try this one." That has to be one of those epiphanous moments. they face a very formidable opponent that money can't buy. You can't buy truth. Now, in Colorado, they proved that money can't buy it. Washington State didn't work out that way. Just because it happened in Washington State doesn't mean it's going to happen in Nevada. If they employ things the way Colorado did, it doesn't mean it's going to happen in Arizona if they employ things the way Colorado did. They're spending more money than any 50 of us are going to make in our lifetimes to try to buy your rights. And you have to decide whether or not they're for sale. So when these liars come to you and tell you, one more gun law will make the difference, one more of these, one more of those, knowing that there's 230,000 guns stolen a year that were in the hands of the law-abiding, and now they're in the slipstream of the black market. Just don't listen. Just say no. Just like Nancy Reagan said, just say no. You and I, we are the purveyors of order in our society. We're the ones there first. We're the first responders. We call the second responders who come to clean it up. These guys are sitting on the sidelines surrounded by a bunch of baby Hueys with the same guns you and I carry. But they don't want me and you to enjoy the protection they buy. So they want to buy their own protection. They want to enjoy the benefits of being elite. And they want to buy your rights from you. Simply say no. We will be back live January 2nd. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.